Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, today's episode, episode number 39. What is a result? Now, there's a lot of trainers out there that are very frustrated because they believe that the only time that they can put a result out on social media, on their website, or show anybody any results is if they're comparable to the crazy transformations that you see on social media. You know, 12 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, people shredded. And today I just wanted to give you an insight into what is a result? What can you present? What should you be presenting? And I really want to get into the nitty-gritty of this so that you feel more confident about presenting what you do at the right level of what you do. Before I do, I just wanted to say that myself and the team are absolutely pumped about this weekend coming. We'll be teaching 2 days, Average Joe Seminar and the Body Transformation Seminar. Without a doubt, this is going to be one of the best seminars that we've presented. The content that the guys have put together, myself and the team, how it flows, the value everybody's getting, and the detail of content is going to transform everybody's coaching skills without a doubt. So if you're coming and you're listening to this, drop me a message on Instagram. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody that comes. Myself and the team are really, really excited. And guys, if you haven't got a chance to see this one and you see on Instagram all the messages that people put, we have them later on in the year. So make sure you grab any of the early bird prices that are available for the rest of the year and jump on. So let's get into today's podcast. What is a result? Now, it doesn't matter where you are in your career, results are important. They are essential to your progression. People need to see what you do. You also need to feel confident about what you do. And if you don't have a portfolio behind you, you don't really have a business card. You're standing talking to people about what you do and they're intrigued. And many, many times I've actually been talking to somebody and they've said to me, you know, like what? And I said, well, I worked with somebody recently. Well, show me. And then they go, wow. Or I show somebody a set of results relative to where they're at. And still, hopefully, it's the type of thing that inspires somebody to say, you do that? Now, you're thinking, but Mark, I'm not a transformation specialist. I don't have the six-pack pictures. I don't have the muscly shoulder pictures. Well, guys, neither did I. And in the early days of my career, I'm just like you. I'm sitting looking at these, you know, people on social media. You may have been looking at my results or any of my team. And you look at them and you think, well, I'm not there. To the point where you just don't put anything out. But every single day, guys, you're actually achieving results. I'm going to just going to share a few things about how we're changing things at M10. I adjust my methodology all the time. Now, without a doubt, you know, people will look at the results that we've got and they'll say, you know, M10's a facility which is, you know, really, really good at helping people achieve results. And yes, we are. You know, we've got some incredible portfolio results, many of which are not actually published because we've just got that many. And they will be in the coming months. However, what's really important to understand is we train a lot of average Joes. We train a lot of day-to-day people. And with that, they don't all end up having a transformation. They don't all end up having these incredible results. But they have results that are reflective of where they're at in their journey. And so it's very, very important to actually look at those results as a coach and say, how do we present those? How do we show people very similar to that type of person that we can help them change? Oh, well, you can't really put a transformation of somebody that's 16 stone down to 15. Well, you can't put a comparison photo. But there's a lot of other ways that you can present your ability to achieve success with that level of person. So, you know, let's look at the grades of results. Let's look at, I'd say, the stages of results. Why do people come to you in the first place? Well, if people come to see me now, or they come to see my team, many of the results is, look, I've got a short-term goal. But like I said a second ago, a lot of the results that people are looking for are health-orientated. They are psychology-related in some cases. They're, you know, weight, psychology, health. So what I want to do for a second is just give you this understanding that you can present these. And how our business at M10 is changing to a certain degree is how we're presenting what we do. So we're presenting a lot more of what people say about us, what they've experienced in their journey with us. And this in itself gives us an opportunity to share their words, their journey. You can present this, whether or not it's a testimonial, with a picture of them just in normal clothes and some text. You can present it in video format. You can present it, I'd say, in video and interview format, where you're interviewing somebody. Because, guys, somebody's words about you are still very, very powerful. They're social proof. And why I want to let you know this is that when I first, probably within the first 3 or 4 years of being in the fitness industry, my results comparative to what I achieved later on in my career were very, very average in comparison. But they were still where I was at right now in my career. You're only going to achieve a level of results with your clients relative to what you know. So expecting yourself to, for example, come on our body transformation seminar and be able to transform people, that comes in time. That comes with experience. That comes with the right type of clients as well. And you've got to earn the right type of clients. But working with average Joes, you know, we would expect anybody to go away from our average Joe seminar and be able to have a format, which is what we're presenting, of how to get somebody a result through case study. And from a coaching perspective, where you are relative to in your career right now, you can't hold back on presenting to people how well you've done. Let's not forget, guys, we're not in the fitness industry to just do transformations. The fitness industry is about helping people change, helping people improve their wellness and their psychology and, you know, live a life that they can inspire their children. So there's a lot more that you need to consider. And there's a big, big population of people that want that. And there's a smaller percentage of the population that want abs and shoulders. And the other thing I want to say to you is, maybe you're not even inspired and excited by six packs and big shoulders and shapely glutes. Maybe you're the type of person that hasn't really got the buzz for bodybuilding physique training. You know, in the early days for me, whilst I absolutely loved that, I respected my experience level and I respected the level of clients that were going to come and see me. And because I respected that level of client that was coming to see me, I started to say, well, I've got to present those results. So if somebody lost, I don't know, let's say somebody lost 10 or 12 pounds and you could show some change in the waistline, if that's the type of client that I wanted to attract at that time, I would present my results. Now, you might think, well, my peers are going to see that. What if Mark sees that I'm putting average results out there? To be honest with you, what I'm actually interested in when I see people's social media, when they message me and say, please have a look at my social media, I want to see that your business is progressing. Now, if, for example, you were a transformational coach and you were putting transformations out there and then putting weight loss pictures out there, basic weight loss, I would say that your message is very unclear. But if you are working with average Joe people, you need to present the level of results that your clients are achieving. And you need to not worry what other people think about what you're posting. Because in order to attract average Joe people, you've got to remember the level of results that an average Joe wants. And we've had a wake-up call at M10 over the last few years. Whilst we can attract people that want to be in incredible shape, there's a majority of people that will come to our business who actually want to improve where they are, whether it's 5, 6, 7 pounds, whether or not they're feeling better in themselves, whether or not they're able to play with their children, whether or not they've been able to take up a sport again. Now, the interesting thing here, guys, is if you are able to attract people at an average Joe level, what's to say that after 6 to 12 months, that average Joe person could not end up a transformation? It's happened to us many, many times. People come in, they want to lose a bit of weight. Women come in their husband's rugby jumper. You know, guys come in, you know, their oversized clothes. And before long, 4 or 5 months down the line, you see this person starting to wear tighter clothes and more fitted clothes and a new wardrobe. And then they start to say, do you reckon I could do like one of those transformations? And we're like, well, your health's in a great place. You're improving muscle tissue. You're learning more about your body. You're sleeping well. Of course, let's go. And then we can have a 6-12 months result. And the great thing about that is you're able to show the progressions. But what is a result to you? And that's what I just want to keep getting back to. If you're 1 year in the fitness industry, you're probably going to get weight loss results, but you need to be able to present them. So take photos, sit down and have somebody video you having a conversation with your client that's been with you 4 or 5 months, and let the client say what it is that they've improved on. Let the client tell you how your coaching has improved their life. Now, 4 or 5 years into the fitness industry, you might look back at those results and the videos and go, wow, I can't believe I was doing that. But I've come on a long way, and now I'm working with competitive athletes and presenting my results differently. But what you will be able to show is a progression of your career. Look back on go on my Facebook page, guys. Go on M10's Facebook page. Mark Cole's Facebook page was created a lot later. But go on my M10 Facebook page. Go right down to the bottom of the page, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And you'll see the results that we were putting out. They weren't anywhere near the level of results that we have now. And you'll realize, guys, by looking back over my timeline, that I have been where you are right now. Now, if you are a coach, remember, that is working at that higher end level, then the results will be reflective of that. And if you're a coach that's watching social media pages like that, don't be stressed, be inspired. You know, I put a post out actually yesterday, and I was saying that, you know, trainers need a set of results, top quality results. You do if you want to progress. But a set of top quality results, 6 results of people that have lost a lot of weight and improved their health, and you have testimonial videos, if your market is weight loss and health improvements, that's your top quality results. If your market is body transformations, your body transformations need to be top class. If your body transformations are people just losing a load of weight and they look skinny, drown rats, then that's not top quality results. So what's the result relative to the audience that you work with now or the audience that you want to be well known for? And remember, you are not going to get well known for transformations by holding back on your results right now. You need to present the results that you've got right now. So let's say, for example, you're able to get somebody to 12% body fat. And that's as much as you can do. Your knowledge isn't letting you really get anybody any further. And plus, you're probably not attracting the clients that want to get that further. You need to understand and respect the fact that with the clients that you've got, the results that you can showcase right now are relative to your experience. But people need to see your progress. Clients are watching you guys. And they're saying, I wonder whether or not I'm going to get anything from this guy. I wonder whether or not I'm going to be able to sign up with this guy. Is he going to be able to take me any further? And then you get a group of clients that want to get to 10%. And then you're able in 6 months' time to present the 10% results. And then suddenly someone rings you out of the blue and says, I want to do a photo shoot, and you need to get them to 7%. What happens is your portfolio results changes, and they become better and better and better in line with your result over time, or your education over time. And guys, just remember, it's a career, which means it's a journey. And you need to show people your journey, your experience, the level of results that you can achieve, and the type of client that you will receive as a result will improve over time. But if you're happy in weight loss and you want to work with weight loss, you want to work with health improvements, then stick there. Become good at it, but learn that you need to present, guys, every bit of the result so that you can empower people. It's not just pictures. It's their words. It's their stories. And you need to collect all that as testimonials and results and then present them. And if it is all about transformations, then yes, present the transformation or even get a video of somebody talking about their journey. So remember, what is a result to you? What is a result to your clients? And then find the best way to be able to present that. And I promise you, that's the best way for you to progress. Don't look at other people and understand, or don't look at other people and be frustrated that you're not where they're at because they're on their journey and you are on your way to getting towards yours. Just make sure you know what yours is. Guys, for any of you coming to see us this weekend, I can't wait to see you. Myself and the team can't wait to see you. For any of you guys that aren't booked on any of the seminars coming up this year, please, places are getting pretty jam-packed. You'll see on the pictures this weekend how busy this one is, and we don't want you to miss out. So www.m10life.com/education. Guys, have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend because we are coming up to the weekend. We're going to be teaching, we're going to be inspiring, we're going to be educating. I look forward to meeting everybody there. If you're not and you're doing, you're working or you're with your family, it's Mother's Day coming up. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Enjoy your weekend. And guys, I shall speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.